You know, the wife of Imran, this surah is named after the family of Imran. So the wife of Imran was the mother of Mary, the Virgin Mary, who was the mother of Jesus Christ, or Isa alayhi salam, may peace be upon him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the mother of Mary used to pray to Allah, to say, oh Allah, if you bless me with offspring, I will actually sacrifice this offspring for your cause. And Allah blessed her with a girl child, subhanallah, a girl child. Now, many times people want to have boys. Some want to have girls. Allah says, you know what? It's in me. It's in my hands. It's up to me what I'm going to do. Allah blessed her with a girl. That girl was Maryam. Something unique used to happen to Maryam, Mary, the mother of Jesus. May peace be upon them both. Something amazing used to happen. Zakaria used to take care of her. And she was in her own space or place of worship. And every time she was in that place of worship, when Zakaria used to go there, he used to find with her some food. Where did you get this food from? It was fruit. What type of fruit? Fruit that was out of season. Subhanallah. It's not even a seasonal fruit. So who brought it for you? It couldn't have been a human being. So every time Zakaria went to this place of worship to see Mary, Maryam, as she grew older and she was young, he saw fruit with her that was amazing, strange. So he asked her, where did you get this from? Verse number 38, she says, هُوَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. It is from Allah. Allah gives whomsoever He wishes without account. So when you pray to Allah, He gives you that which people consider impossible. That's what Zakaria learned immediately. If I were to pray to Allah, Allah will give me something that others might consider impossible. Your faith will carry you during times of crisis, my beloved brothers and sisters. Your faith, keep supplicating and have conviction in Allah. He is the one. If He granted fruit and vegetable to Mary, or some types of food to Mary, the mother of Jesus, when she prayed and she was close to him, do you think he cannot create a miracle for you and I? Look at Zakaria. He immediately saw that and he knew he doesn't have offspring, male offspring to carry his lineage. So, هُنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَّا رَبَّهُ. The next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in verse number 38, Allah says, at that juncture, Zakaria immediately called out to Allah. He says, oh my Lord, I want progeny. I need you to give me progeny. Children who will carry my name and continue with the goodness, for indeed you hear the prayer. رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. Oh my Lord, grant me progeny from you, good, pure progeny, for indeed you hear all the prayers. He was inspired by Mary, Maryam, may peace be upon her. He knew he was old, his wife was barren, and at the same time, he wanted a child. So he called out to Allah. The angels called Zakaria and informed him that, you know what, good news. Allah is going to bless you with a child called Yahya, John. Subhanallah, may peace be upon them all. Imagine, he now didn't know what to do because his wife was old, she was barren, and at the same time, he is calling out to Allah and Allah's given it to him. And Allah says, your wife is expecting. Whoa, what am I going to do? How am I going to face the people? I'm so old, subhanallah. But the point I've learned here is, look at how he was inspired by Mary, who called out to Allah, may peace be upon her. And look at how he's calling out to Allah, and now he's gotten something that others would have considered impossible. So there is nothing impossible for Allah. Nothing impossible for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O Zakaria, we are giving you good news of a child. He immediately says, how will I face my people? Give me a sign. Subhanallah. There was a crisis. What was the crisis? The crisis was, yes, they were given the goodness, but now facing people sometimes is a crisis. A person goes through some hardship. A person has made some money sometimes. People will start spreading rumors. How do I protect myself from those rumors? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed amazing verses to teach him what to do.